Good morning. This is Frank Riccio, your host, and talking about the law. And sitting with me is Attorney Bob Flynn. My special guest today is Ralph Sprogna, an accomplished Worcester trial lawyer who handles medical malpractice and product liability cases. Continuing on our theme about checks and balances within the system, you've done your discovery, and we talked about that. And discovery is basically a situation in the law where lawyers get to learn about the other side's case. You're now faced with the decision making of what do you do next? Do you go to jury trial? Is there alternative dispute resolution? Is there a way of resolving a case short of a jury trial? And Ralph, I'll have you kind of explain to us what that is all about.
There are two primary means of resolving claims before you present the case to a jury, those being mediation and arbitration. Mediation is a process whereby the parties get together generally in a lawyer's office, so it's a lot less stressful to the participants. The attorney for the doctor or hospital or nurse, and that is an attorney that's generally appointed by the caregiver's insurance company, and I would be there along with my client with a so-called neutral, and the neutral is the mediator or arbitrator. What the mediation process involves is the mediator talking to each side independently outside the presence of the opposing party. So generally what happens is we have three conference rooms set aside in the office. We all come together in a single conference room, all sides. The mediator has hopefully gotten some pre-mediation material, so the mediator has a general understanding of what the case involves. Each side makes a little presentation. The mediator explains to the client what the process is, and then they break off into separate rooms. And throughout the course of the day, what the mediator will do is come back and forth between the two conference rooms where the opposing sides are sitting for the day and tries to narrow the gap in terms of the amount of money that's been offered by the insurance company and the amount of money that's been requested or demanded by the patient. So a successful mediation generally involves the insurance company paying more money and the plaintiff or the patient asking for less. And if you are able to resolve it, you end up in a place where it's in between the two numbers that you started with that day.
Now, Ralph, my experience with mediation is I find it to be a very civilized, less formal process than either an arbitration or a jury trial. And sometimes I'll tell my clients that mediation is probably as good as it's going to get, because in a mediation, because it's informal and it's not binding, the rules of evidence are not complied with, and so you kind of put forth your best case. Has that been your experience as well?
Yes, I know that there are some practitioners that feel that mediation historically has been a way for the defense to find out more about the plaintiff's case, or to find out about what the plaintiff's mettle is, their guts to go through this process. And some plaintiff's lawyers feel that that's a detriment. I agree with you, Frank, that with the extensive discovery we have today, when you get a case ready to the point where you're going to trial and mediation is proposed, in my experience with experienced lawyers, they pretty much know every aspect of the other side's case. So I feel that you're not really giving up anything tactically by participating in the mediation process. It is much more relaxed. It's much more, it's less combative because both sides are hoping that they're going to leave there and shake hands with a resolution of the claim.
Ralph, what's the most opportune time in a case for to go to mediation to try to resolve, at least from a plaintiff's perspective?
I think that in my experience, the most productive and most successful mediations that I've been involved in have been when the case is fully prepared for trial. Because from a plaintiff's lawyer's perspective, what I'm trying to do is maximize the recovery for my client, and I'm not going to be able to do that unless the other side knows that I'm fully prepared and very ready, willing, and able, as is my client, to take this to court if we can't resolve it that day.
Yes.
If you do it very early on, then I don't think that you can put forth as strong an argument or a case as you want to. Many times the insurance adjuster is there, the guy with the checkbook. So in order for me to be most effective, I generally do not agree to mediation until I finished all the work that I would do in the case, even without the mediation, in preparing the case for trial.
Now, what about arbitration? What is the difference between arbitration and mediation?
Unlike mediation, arbitration is binding. So if you partake in a mediation and it's unsuccessful, you leave there, everything that was said there or done there is confidential, and it's completely non-binding on either party. Unlike a arbitration, where you typically have, again, a neutral, generally they are retired judges or very experienced attorneys, who will conduct, if you will, a mini trial, where there are witnesses, there is evidence presented, there are arguments made, there are rulings on the evidence, and then at the end of that process, that arbitrator is the sole judge and jury of what happens with that case. They generally write an opinion either for or against the plaintiff, and if for, the plaintiff will award an amount of money. And that, according to the arbitration agreements that are negotiated and executed before you begin that process, those are generally non-appealable. So even if the arbitrator does something that you could appeal if it were done in a court of law, once you agree to that arbitration process, that is final, and you're stuck with it.
Now, you and I have tried a lot of cases, and we've tried a lot of medical malpractice cases in the courts. And as we both know, there are many pitfalls to trying cases in the courts, including the high costs and time and all that type of thing. Why is it important that we have a jury trial system in spite of the fact that there are increased costs and there are pitfalls and all that? Why do we really need to have a jury system?
Well, I think it's founded upon, you know, our Constitution. We as citizens in this country have a right to have our disputes decided by a jury of our peers. It's the very basic heart of our system of justice in this country.
Ralph, unfortunately, the time has already run out. I just can't believe how fast this morning has gone. However, this is one in every month we are going to be focusing on medical malpractice. I hope to have you back as a guest. This has been brought to you by my law office of Frank J. Riccio, which is www.frankjriccio.com, as well as law offices of Bob Flynn. Next week, Bob Flynn will be talking about accident cases, and attorney Robert Noah will be talking about workers' comp and SSDI.
He's in 2 weeks, right?
In 2 weeks, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening.